Welcome to Agent of Change, a micro podcast that brings motivational soundbites and insights from sales leaders. Today on Agent of Change, Marilou Tyler. Marilou is the founder of Strategic Pipeline, a Fortune 1000 sales process improvement consulting group that has done work with Apple, Bose, AMA, CIBC, UPS, and MasterCard, amongst others. Marilou specializes in optimizing top-of-funnel sales process and implementing predictable new sales opportunity models. She is also the author of two bestsellers, the most recent being Predictable Prospecting. Here's Marilou.
Hey, it's Marilou Tyler. I got a question for you. How do you achieve consistent revenue growth for your business? How do you get leads? How about clients? And how do you turn your website into a lead generation machine? Well, it all starts by knowing your target buyers, deeper than just superficial facts, figures, or statistics. Understanding their emotional ties to the decisions they make, then synthesizing that emotion into your sales conversations, your sales content, and copy is the key for generating consistent revenue that you can scale. But as you probably know, crafting sales conversations can be a bit tricky. In fact, more often than not, we bungle them so badly, it adversely affects our ability to start conversations in the first place. And that affects our ability to generate consistent revenue. So I'm going to share two common mistakes. Mistake number one is to understand that it's not about you. A big mistake in starting conversations is that we do so by saying how great our company is, how great your product service is, how great your offer is. Yes, all those statements are true, but the timing is all off when we're trying to start conversations with people we don't know or engage a target buyer. Whether you're starting that new conversation or you're looking to engage your target buyer in conversation, drop the me attitude and the me mindset. It can't be about you yet. It has to be about the person you're trying to reach. So remember this, whoever understands their buyer best always wins. Understand your buyer better than they understand themselves and acutely better than your competitor. Understand the context in which they receive your message, where they're coming from, who they are, and what they're looking for. Remember to always frame your conversations, especially the ones top of funnel, middle of funnel, in the mind, in the behavior, in the feelings, in the sentiment of your buyer. The second mistake is assuming that we know more than our buyer. Yes, we know more, but no, we don't know more. I'll explain. The second mistake is assuming you know more about your target buyer than you actually do. How do we reveal this mistake? By the way we outline how our product works, our opinions on things, our take on different products, features, benefits, services, and our take on the market in general. A better way to communicate is by angling your conversations towards what the buyers are asking themselves in their heads. Buyers come with a set of beliefs, assumptions, suspicions, skepticism, fear, needs, you name it, they come with it. The psychographic and psychological behaviors and motivators are the ones you want to put front and center in your sales conversations, your emails, your voicemails, your direct mail, whatever you're using to engage with your prospects and buyers. So here's a simple tip, and I know that you guys probably do research, but a great tip for your next conversation is to remember to root and anchor your message in the ideal language of your buyer. This is really best done through research. You can learn a lot from just picking up what people are saying in book reviews, go on forums, go on LinkedIn group discussions, look at the resume of the people in the roles that you're trying to talk to and see how they describe themselves, see how they describe their job functions. Another tip is to review your competitor's website and look at the testimonials that they put on the website or even white papers that they write. You'll gain rich insights into what people are expecting and what they're looking for. Lastly, if you have the luxury of existing clients, speak to them. You can get the use of their language, the preferred way they like to buy, anything in the sales cycle that was new to them, that they really loved, that they didn't like. You want to gather all that information and get a sense of how loyal they are now. Any other nuances to help you build winning sales conversations is what you're looking for. So be more relatable, be more impactful, and ultimately, you will generate more revenue by crafting your next sales conversation in the full consideration of your buyer.
Marilu can be found at strategicpipeline.com, and I would highly recommend you check out her book, Predictable Prospecting. This is Agent of Change. See you next time.